in the Seriously Off Track. Price of admission covers the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. I'm your host, Tanyarism.
And I'm Squirtin' Skatefoot.
Yeah!
Did I say that right?
Squirtin' Skatefoot.
That's right, it's me, Gordon Skatefoot, here in the pit.
Gordon! Welcome to the show.
Is there a Fortitron or...
No.
Thank you. I'm feeling welcome.
That's good.
Oh.
That's good. Does your mic sound okay?
I don't know.
You sound a little dull.
All right. Fix it. Hello? My headphones sound like poop. My headphones suck. Hello? Hi.
Oh, hi. That's better.
Hello? Hi.
Hello, hi. You needed some highs.
Hello, hi.
That's good.
Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Gordon Skatefoot.
And I am Tanyarism.
And we are good friends.
And this is...
Seriously Off Track.
So we've had some time away from the show. Just so everybody that's listening to this one knows.
I want to know, too. How much time was it?
The last one has not been published yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to get it down to 64 megs to put it on the WordPress.
Well, yeah, let's fix that right away. Let's just put it to the first...
Well, I'm going to have to re-encode it down. It's going to be fine.
We'll just put it up to either Facebook or YouTube. Well, I would do YouTube because at least you own that. I feel like Facebook, I don't know how that works, but I would do
and
Facebook's
YouTube,
easy.
And
YouTube. Then you can just put a link on the seriouslyofftrack.com page to over there, and they can host all our shit, and it won't even cost us anything.
And I'm pretty sure that if you click a link to our website, since it has an RSS feed, on your phone, for instance, it'll say, do you want me to open this in your podcast program?
Oh, all right.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Yeah. What would you like me to use? Oh, any of these, my favorite audio fucking player. Oops.
And I think on an iPhone, it just loads up iTunes or whatever. I've never really used one.
Windows Media Player has outdone itself again. With Windows 10, Windows Media Player will blow your mind. It works a little better than it did in 1998. With Windows 98, second edition.
That was a damn fine Windows 98. OSR 2.5.
I know. Yeah. That's where I came. That's where I was born. In PC.
You don't know the miseries of the original Windows 95 release.
Not really, no.
It was...
Ooh. I was playing with G.I. Joe. Didn't need that crap, mister. They were like, come on, let's move in these Joes. We got a whole bunch of dead ones in a blue box. We got to find a place for them.
Boop, you're only two years younger than me.
Yeah, I played with toys for a while.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, probably till I was like 12.
Wow, 12's normal. You weren't 12 in 1995.
I was 15. I was doing girls and moving around.
Yeah, I was 16. I worked at a computer shop. It was a whole debacle.
Oh, you worked? Oh, I didn't. I ran away for a while. And then when I was 19, I worked. Oh, wait, no. I worked when I moved. I don't remember when I started, though. Yeah, I started in 98.
Aside from 2 years of my life, lucky 2 years, I've been working since I was 12.
I got my first computer when I started working because I had to buy it, and it was $1,200, and I bought it at Incompetent USA, which is no longer a business. Big surprise. And it was like $1,200 HP Pavilion or something. And like after that, some guy taught me everything, and I started building my own, and whammo, here we are 9 years later.
Two of them in my closet.
Man, you're...
I'll keep them. I would rather
give you some other different things and be like, let's throw these away and you can store this for me.
No, I like the cases. The cases, and I imagine they have awesome power supplies. So
if you could just like give me the hard drives, I just want to know what's on them. That's
right,
it.
Sure.
Let's just plug them in, look at them. You can keep the hard drives too.
All right. I like where this is headed.
Yeah.
We've had some parties over the past weekend.
You did?
We wished farewell to... the Diva Loca of the Hartford Area Roller Derby.
Number 96. And her husband Brett and her son Mitch and Rex. What's his name? Max. Rex. I saw Rex at the roller skating rink. But yep, we wished them a goodbye. They're going to Rome. It's not too far. It's only 5 hours away. So you can still visit your friend. They're not too far away.
No, it's not too bad. I got there the last time in like three and a half hours. Granted, I was hauling ass the whole time.
Nice, 3.5. I'm going to go there.
I'm doing 100.
Might sleep over their house in August, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep, she offered. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Yeah, I was talking to Brett, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to come sleep over your house. And he's like, do it, man. Come on. Yeah,
I dare you.
So I was like, awesome. Oh, so I talked to her too, of course, but yeah. And Mitch. Me and Mitch will hang out. No, I really don't know. It would be like a tournament weekend. Like, I don't think I'd be around much, you know. Sunday is derby. Saturday is derby. Sunday, derby.
Either way, it was a very fun weekend.
Might be nice to go up Friday night, though, crash there easy on a comfortable spot, and then travel to the rest of the travel to the 30 minutes to there.
To the place.
So, this is boring life talk. I talk over you.
Yeah. So I think I got the RSS feed figured out. So once I get the last episode that we did, which is now officially episode number one, this is the official episode number two.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to throw away the other 40, right?
No. We're going to
trickle those out.
I'm going to have to edit those down to something that's a little more legal. A couple questionable references that should be taken out. Some potentially offensive speak.
Yeah, do that.
I've learned some things in the past couple weeks.
At least, you know, like, that's why I said maybe we should both sit down and listen to it. But I was like, I don't know. Like, it's, I don't know if we need that step, but.
Yeah, trust my judgment. I'm good.
Yeah.
I want to keep the most of it in possible, but also take out any potentially libelous or questionable. What the hell was that?
Oh, it was like a snap on the coil, like a burning.
He's vaporizing as we speak.
I tried to, but it popped. And then you were like, oh, I'm going to talk about that.
Yep. So I'm thinking to post that first one once I get that down to size. And then I will. Damn it. You can't eat on the microphone and you can't pop and snap crackle.
Yeah.
All right, fine. My turn. Tastes like strawberry ice cream.
Now you don't have to go to the green room ever again.
I mean, we'll still do that. We need the ritual. We got to get away from the microphones for a little bit, clear our heads. Either way, so I think once that episode's up, then I'll have all the settings configured to be able to get things down to 64
megs
every time.
What are you telling me right now? What does this mean for the listener?
Well, once we have one episode that you can pick up through an XML feed, then we're going to start sharing our page, and we would like to urge you to do the same. If you like and support Seriously Off Track, share our Facebook page. Right. And, you know, got to get some promotion going on this. We've been working on it for long enough. We might as well do a thing with the thing.
I just want to promote it. I actually started already anyway.
So that one friend we have, that one like.
Shut up. The other ones are coming.
Yeah, once we get that out there. I don't want to share it until there was something there. There was legitimate XML or RSS feed.
Fans are pushing. I got people calling me and they're bitching. They're like, what the hell, man? It's so hard if it was just an easy link. So what are we doing? Where are we hosting it then? Are we not doing the Facebook and YouTube thing?
I mean, we can do that also.
Yeah.
I don't care. Can you just upload
want it
straight
somewhere immediately and you, not Dropbox?
Can
least,
you just
like,
upload audio directly to YouTube? Or do you have to render it as a video?
I bet you can. No, you can probably upload it. They have so much free music on there that I think is awesome. Like, I'm sure you can probably. Here, I'm sorry. I'll find out for you.
Yeah, why don't you load that up?
Why don't you talk about something exciting and tell the kids about the new doggy at the pool? Have you heard about the new doggy at the pool? How about you, mister?
Well, no.
Well, let me tell you about the new doggy at the pool.
What's his name?
His name's Roy. And Roy jumps and plays and he swims in the pool like a real live doggy.
Wow, that sounds great, mister.
It's pretty okay. But you know what happens next?
He dies.
Water flees.
Water flees.
I don't know.
No, get back on task. Jesus Christ. I had an idea. You hijacked it, and here we are.
What was it?
Upload audio directly to
YouTube. Oh, yeah, you want me to go to my YouTube channel. You mean youtube.com/user/DrNidRog?
Are you plugging your channel?
Yeah, I just did. You can just Google Gordon Skatefoot or Dr. Nidrog. You'll find me. I'm going to click upload.
Because if we get to the bottom of that, then yeah, sure. We'll put it on YouTube, put it on Facebook, put it fucking everywhere.
Select,
I don't
drop
care.
The file here, it says. Give me a...
Go grab an MP3. Drop it.
Let me get that.
Drop it as if it were hot.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
We could when everyone's listening to what I'm saying right now, we can get on that other thing. Or is it like, oh my goodness,
Snapchat?
No, it's a connectpal.com where you can basically just set up your own subscription site and collect money from people through that.
Oh,
yep. Tom Green, connectpal.com/Tom Green.
I'm not quite ready to sell out that hard yet, but when we get a big enough fan base.
Now, if you want to release some certain stuff too, like it's kind of cool to, you could probably raise money that way very easily if you market it right.
Oh, wait a minute. Those those 40 other episodes that we have, mm-hmm. that's limited edition material right there.
Yeah, limited because no one's really hearing it.
Yeah. No, we have 10 dedicated test listeners that have either given up completely or nag us for more.
Yeah. Do you have a USB stick with all these things on it or a way to transfer it to me? Quick and easy? Because I think I had it, but I don't see it. This isn't a computer I use very often.
Do you need me to send you a link?
Yeah. That would be helpful.
To the Dropbox?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that eventually.
This is not my normal computer.
It's a very little computer. I wish my laptop was that little.
I think I got it. Talk about something, though, but then I get sidetracked. I know.
Yeah, I tried.
This isn't good material for, like, hey, look up YouTube stats. Like, we needed to have a little meeting, and that's kind of what we're doing. But we're getting there.
We're bringing you in. We want the listener to be involved with the process. We're highly democratic here at Seriously Off Track. Feel free to engage us at seriouslyofftrack.com. I opened up the comments to anyone. Go ahead. I don't even know if you need an account. That could be a shitstorm. That might not be a good idea.
You're funny. Oh, no. People are trying to ruin my fun by giving me a shitstorm.
Yeah, you're right. It'll be fine. So we got that going on. I'm not sure how long to hold off until we get, go for the listings on the iTunes database.
Do you think we're going to get rich immediately or like after a couple years?
I mean, it's not going to happen in the first 4 hours.
Hmm.
But I mean,
91 megs I just downloaded. I hope you enjoy episode 40, YouTube, because you're about to eat it.
Or not. We're going to find out.
Clicking here. Enhancing. Oh, wait, I have to turn this up. You're going to love this. Are you new with computers? Do you need help figuring them out?
What?
Here at Nidrog Records, we can teach you how to do all your different commuting needs. It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's terrible.
How much does that cost? What the hell is it?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
What is that noise?
I'm trying to... Oh, I'll show you in a second. Let me put this file up here. I don't have a freaking mouse, man. This is difficult, draggy stuff you gotta...
Wait, do you have the rubber nipply thing?
Yeah.
No touchpad?
I got the nipple thing.
Touchpads are all right. The nipply thing, I don't like those.
Now Chrome hid my file. It's not in the bottom bar anymore. It's in the downloads folder now, which will make it easier anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a couple in there. Oh, there's a bunch in there.
You owe me for those 91 megs.
No, I don't even see it. There it is, episode 40. I'm going to drag it over to here, just like this.
For computing.
The file you uploaded contains only audio and no video. Learn how to easily convert your audio track into a video file type. Click here.
Click there. Tell me more. Okay, so that's a yes. That's definitely a yes. Thank you for joining us on the first segment of this week's edition of Seriously Off Track. We'll be back in a moment. Enjoy the tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously Off Track.
This is Daniel Rizzo.
Gordon Skatefoot.
And we have a guest in the studio.
And her name was
Cassandra. She prefers to be off the microphone right now, and that's just fine. We're trying out new interns, so maybe she's got what it takes. It's hard to tell.
Thanks for tuning in. We're giving people anxiety attacks today, and you're here to join us.
what will it take for us to move it up to panic?
Yeah.
All right. Before we get there, the champion of nuts.com, you heard that right, nuts.com is currently eating a burrito. Do they have a website?
I threw away the thing, but yeah, they do. I think it's from Planted Feather Farms. You can check them out on Facebook.
So plantedfeatherfarms.com?
Probably. Try finding them on Facebook. Most everyone's on Facebook. And like I said, Planted Feather. So you could probably find that. This is a good burrito.
Monstrous fucking burrito.
It was $5.85, and I got it at the CCC Farm and Feed over on Oakland Street in Manchester, Connecticut.
That's Oakland Street, Manchester, Connecticut. The CCC Farm and Feed. What does the CCC stand for?
Open every day all the way till 7 p.m., even on Sundays.
Come on down. Check it out. Price of admission covers the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
They've got duck eggs for $5, chicken eggs for $4, 1 dozen duck eggs. You can get fresh yogurt and raw milk.
Can you get raw yogurt?
I don't know.
What would that be? What if you make yogurt out of raw milk?
I think all yogurt is raw, except for the Yoplait.
Yoplait.
Oh.
All right, so this burrito, are you going to dig in or is it still cooling down?
No. Do you know how hot this burrito is?
4.
What do you think? How hot is this burrito if you could give it a number and it was Fahrenheit?
You can use your hands. You can use your hands.
I would say 158.
I'm going to say that seems a bit high.
I will smash this on your face and you will scream, man. 130 is when you can put it in your mouth. I'm not putting that in my mouth for a while.
In your motherfucking mouth.
96
is the mayor. 96? Stop talking. You don't want your mic on? You can't talk.
Don't yell at my customers.
What about our listeners? That's come first.
That's what I meant to say. Listeners, customers, I don't know.
You're leaving them out of the loop, and that's rude, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
I can turn this mic on right now.
Turn her mic on. She's fine. You were really throwing it at her, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to beat you up like that.
What
but
a jerk.
It's rude. If they're listening and they hear this other interaction going on minus what you have to say, it's this whole thing.
So, how is work today?
she's getting our paperwork lined up for the next segment.
Oh, good. What is it?
She'll get it. So how was work today? Work was wonderful. We're in our peak season, and I am busier than fuck.
Did you get a raise yet? I got a raise and a bonus.
Yeah, I got a raise 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Yeah. You still haven't got it?
Things are looking pretty good.
We're coming to get you. We've got extra propane tanks. Never mind.
Jake's Service and Motors.
Well... I'm just wonderful. I'm happy with life. Everything's just going perfect right now, so.
Perfect?
Yeah, no. No, but, you know. What else you got? What do you got on the computer?
Oh, there's so much stuff on the computer. Have you checked the computer lately? It just has everything.
Do you have any, like, emails from sponsors, Jake Services and Hers? They send you any letters or anything?
They did. That's why I'm checking for their bed, so we can get back down to promoting.
Oh, really?
Jake's Service and Whores.
Remember that time we like came up with a bunch of... What episode was the one where like Georgia came over with all these products that her brother made up and we did jingles for him? That was fun. I feel like I would love to put something out there and...
Do something like that again. If
anyone else wants to get down like Georgia's brother did and give us some fake products because that was fun. He came up with all the like suicide laces... Suicide skate laces.
And what did they do? What was their magical power?
I don't remember.
I don't, me neither.
But he also had other good things like... Did he come up with that or did we? But it was Viagra for dogs.
I think we Viagra for dogs. I believe that just happened organically that night. And that's a special edition episode
that will become available.
But would the dog still go blind?
Does Viagra make you go blind?
For real?
No.
Wait,
for real, like, it's been studied.
In moderation?
Some people that lose their sight. If you lose your vision, you need to stop taking it immediately.
Do you have wax paper?
Temporarily? Yes, I do. Absolutely.
And consult a doctor.
I would probably... I think it's just from masturbating that you go blind. I don't know. I never heard about
Viagra. Yeah, that's scientifically proven. We've gone through that before. All right,
So you're going to be dehydrating some stuff soon?
Oh, there it is. All right. We're going to dial that back for a minute because we got to wait for Nidrog to get back because we got some stuff to talk about. We're talking about Jake's Service and Whores. Once again, that's Jake's Service and Whores right by the Moonshine Distillery in East Hartford, Connecticut. Come on down to Jake's Service and Whores. Monday night's blues night. Yeah. All right. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's not wax paper.
It's going to be crinkly.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the wax paper.
It was right next to that stuff. I just used it the other day.
My bad.
I mean, you're welcome to use the crinkly, noisy tinfoil.
Aluminum foil. The paper would be probably about the same.
Tinfoil, aluminum, aluminium.
I mean, it really does look delicious.
It looks spectacular, but now it looks like a deflated football. What happened? All right. Gordon has left the studio. We shut the fan off because it was making noise.
I can't believe you did that.
You told me to.
For audio quality, it's not worth losing your comfort.
Are you scared of making a mess?
This is going to make a huge mess. I want to hold it in my hand.
I want to put it in my hand and nibble on it until it's gone.
Put that and the aluminum foil both on it and you'll be fine.
Oh, look at all the noise you're making.
I need to find
my headphones.
Find your headphones.
I found them.
Have you had a good time to go get a burrito? I did. And here it is.
I don't know. We always play this music and when we do commercials for this fake place that I made up one day called Jake's Service and Whores.
They're our most generous sponsor.
It's fun.
But for real, that burrito does look delicious.
Come on down. Tuesday nights is now burrito night. Jake's Service and Whores.
Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Not a Jake's Service and Whores. Thursday night cockfights.
Burritos and bitches.
Bring your cock, battle it out.
You should just play the real one.
Yeah, the real one has some questionable content now, I realize.
Am I allowed? Should we conversate about it or should I let it go?
No, I think it's worth the conversation.
Which, what is it that's conversatable?
You know...
Officer.
Let me just play it.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
No.
Let me just play it for you.
When's the last time you got service done with whores? Come on down to Jake's Service and Whores. Get your car tuned up, get your rod lubed up, and have a great time.
We don't care if you blew a tranny or want to blow a tranny. Come on down.
Jake's Service and Whores.
Where is Jake's Service and Whores?
Jake's Service and Whores is located right next to the Moonshine Distillery in East Hartford, Connecticut. Jake's Service and Whores. Next Friday, you can come down and do karaoke at Jake's Service and Whores. And on Thursday night, open mic. And Wednesdays, poker in the rear.
Where do you keep the liquor?
Jake's Service and Whores.
I've got a problem with my rear end.
Bring it on down to Jake's Service and Whores, and they're going to fix you up. Auto-asphyxiate at Jake's Service and Whores.
Auto-fixing at Jake's Service and Whores.
Tuesday night cockfights at Jake's Service and Whores. Bring your cock and battle it out. Jake's Service and Whores. Just off I-91.
In East Hartford.
So,
you can say cock.
No, cock's fine. It's the term tranny.
Yeah, that's a little offensive.
I didn't know that until a week ago. I heard in a Facebook post from a transgendered friend of ours that it's essentially their version of the N-word.
And I mean, but really, we all knew it was a bad word.
I honestly didn't.
Like,
I didn't.
Like them, and just like there's things you just don't call people. You gotta be like politically correct.
No, but like for instance, apparently, not so much in America, but other parts of the world, calling someone from Pakistan a Paki is incredibly offensive. I know. A little weird. So that's the same exact
American
thing.
I mean, I don't know what offends everybody.
I didn't know tranny was an offensive term.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not comfortable playing that anymore. I think I kind of... We're covering it at this
point,
so... I think
that if we had mentioned it, I probably would have come to that conclusion, like, because I'm usually pretty PC about things.
Yeah, me too.
So I would just cut it out of there and pretend like it never happened.
It doesn't really work like that. I don't have the master audio file, because that was that Blizzard day.
Well, you're going to have to cut it out of a few episodes, because you play it here and there. So.
Yeah, that's one of those things. I just learned this.
I always tell Dan not to swear during these, and, like, I mean, everybody, like, legit, all the other people doing it are swearing and stuff, but
yeah.
Dan's only trying not to offend large groups of races, sexes, you know.
Any way that you identify or self-identify, I don't want to offend that. So if there's a term for that that I'm using, it's wrong.
The term I'm going to use is PG-13. Tannerism's going PG-13, and I like it.
No, fuck that. I'm still going to swear.
Is that PG or R? PGR?
NC-17. So I think we need to re-record that. And frankly, our sound quality now is way better than back then. So that's it's
it sounded
definitely
terrible. Yeah. I listened to it. And I'm like, wow, this sucks.
No, we've done pretty good for ourselves in that regard. So I think that was before we got the big fancy mixer.
I have to know what is inside that burrito. It looks so good.
It is good. It's got black beans and corn. No, I'm just kidding. It's got pulled pork. You want a bite of my burrito? You just have a bite.
Do it.
No.
It's pretty big. I'm getting
what's
full.
In it?
It's got pulled pork and cheese. I think it's cheddar cheese and black beans.
Smells pretty good.
They put celery in there back in the day, but I think they got it out of there finally.
Okay, good. Good. That's
why
weird.
Is
it hot
here
or spicy in any way?
Not to me.
She
but it's maybe
sucks
a little,
it.
No.
She sucks
take
it
a bite.
Spicy.
Just take a little nibble. Just have a little nibble.
How about this? You take a bite, you give us a quick review. Okay. Here comes Cassandra's
no,
view.
No, I'll cry for 20 minutes. No.
It's not spicy like that. Like, it's just spicy like it has spices. It's a pulled pork, you know? Smell it. It smells delicious.
She had a bite of the steak that I made yesterday that was not spicy, and she freaked out for 20 minutes.
You
no,
want to
have 10 still.
You want to look at my caramel? Would you
my
like
caramel?
Have a bite of my strawberry. What do you think?
All right.
She's chewing it. She's not like, oh my God, I got to go throw up. So...
I'll give it a minute. Hey, and?
It's delicious.
Okay, that's it? It's delicious?
It's cheesy and gooey and amazing.
Does the pork really pop?
I didn't get a lot of pork, but I could definitely taste the pork. Okay. I haven't eaten pork in a while. It's pretty tasty.
Good. Good.
It's pulled pork, you know?
And you can taste it.
Probably
it
from
Jake's.
Probably from a cow that lived nearby in Enfield.
You could have pet it, and then you ate it.
Yeah.
But then it was pork, so it wasn't a cow.
And it was all folded up inside of a wrap.
Cow at the Windsor Reserve.
I don't know what that is, but it could have been. If it was a cow, and I'm eating it, it could have been that cow.
All right, coming up next is a bit from our sponsor, Jake's Service and Horrors. This one's politically correct. No, I think it is.
Hey there, my cool kitty Ron. What's good on a Monday night?
Scoop, scrap, dabble, head on down to Jake's Service and Whores and get Dixie fried.
What's hopping on a Monday night at Jake's Service and Whores?
You can hang out with all the gin mill cowboys at Jake's Service and Whores.
There's some cool jazz, right?
You can get some good jazz.
Can I expect to run into a shape and a drape?
You might run into a lot of different shapes at Jake's Service and Whores, and many of them will be draped in dresses.
Oh, snap my cool kitty around.
Don't take time to noodle it out. Head on down to Jake's Service and Whores for Monday Night Jazz. Everyone's bopping to jazz, even the Pearl Driver, at Jake's Service and Whores.
We actually did research on that to come up with the...
But I said Pearl Driver, which is not the correct term.
Yeah, Pearl Diver. After listening to it enough, I'm pretty sure that even people who are have no clue about that kind of jazz lingo would probably be like, no, I think he means Pearl Diver.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. What does that even I don't remember what it even means.
It's
what's a Pearl Diver?
They dive for pearls.
Better than it's probably better than a clam digger.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't know either. All right, well, that was good. We can use that one.
All right. If we're trotting out the rest of our fucking old commercials, might as well.
Well, that's funny because I said to you, I says, maybe we should look at some of the stuff before we upload it to the world, you know, to make sure the world can get at it. And then now we're doing that.
Yeah, we're doing that.
At least with the commercials, and that's good because they're fun. No, it's fun.
And we're having some honest conversations here. Like, it's the whole tranny thing.
I actually have
world, I'm sorry.
Hey, someone's coming. I can hear the keys jingling.
It's a gin mill cowboy.
Someone's at the door. It's a Pearl Driver. So
back it up to the loading dock.
What were we talking about?
All right. Next up is a spot from our... Hey, Cassie, all right there? I think she fell over. All right.
Well, I put roofies in the burrito.
All right. It's about time. Roof-a-rito. Okay. So MXCPI Business Consultants is our next sponsor.
Has your business taken advantage of all monetized revenue streams? Have you remembered to leverage synergistic properties to maximize profit potential? Who is spearheading your partnership initiatives to guarantee an effective e-commerce solution moving forward in the digital economy? If you don't have the right answers to these questions, you will be left behind. Call MXCPI Business Consultants today. MXCPI Consultants will get you to think outside the box with data-driven paradigm shifts for an income-positive ROI. We'll tell you what to circle back to, what to put in the parking lot, where to touch base, and what to take offline. We'll go back and sharpen our pencils where the rubber meets the road for a right-sized next-gen turnkey solution utilizing all boots on the ground. Whether we monetize, strategize, analyze, or incentivize, we will make your organization customer-focused, proactive, and results-oriented. MXCPI Consultants, maximizing scalable best-of-breed core competencies in value-added markets for you.
And they paid a pretty penny for that spot. But now,
if you like to treat your taste buds, then you've probably heard of Sriracha, but you likely haven't seen an ad for it on TV. Hoi Fong Foods, the company that produces the cult favorite, doesn't advertise. But we're here to change that. Hoi Fong Foods manufactures their Sriracha with great pride in the United States. To us, Sriracha means warmth, family, togetherness, and pride. Handcrafted from the reddest peppers and most exotic ingredients, like salt and sugar, Hoi Fong Sriracha satisfies. All the way from the first glop to the last splatter. It pairs well with pizza, soup, Cheerios, cabbage, orange peels, salt, and more. The list just goes on and on. So when you think of Sriracha, think of Hoi Fong. And when you think of Hoi Fong, think of the big red rooster on the bottle. Let that red cock of Hoi Fong brand Sriracha sauce lead you home. To flavor.
This one warms my heart especially because we got the... It's really organic.
I like it, but I'm like in listener mode and I'm like, ugh, too many commercials on this show. I'm like, can we get on with the show already?
That's totally what I've been thinking this whole time.
Like, until they start buying subscriptions...
Sorry.
We've got to pay that thousands of dollar bandwidth bill with the website every month.
Well,
they just keep coming. Ooh.
Do it on your own time.
Nice texture.
How many more you got? I don't want to hear them yet, though. Give us a minute.
No, we don't have any more.
Oh, good.
Well, I never took the ones out of the peaches episode.
Oh, yeah. Those were good.
Those were great. I didn't say tranny once.
Yeah, I hope you don't say it ever again.
I'm working on it. Here's another thing that I found an interesting dynamic. It was described as being like the N-word
It's a hateful word to some people. That's all.
Right, well, however, there's a lot of hateful words, but this one was described as like the N-word.
Yeah.
They can say it. We can't. I thought that was interesting. I
find that to be unfair. I feel like if we don't like the word, we should let it die. But... You know, whatever you're going to do. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm happy not using those words. It's fine with me. Cock gobbler.
See, that's fine.
Yeah, I know.
Cock goblin or goblin cock? Gobbler.
Either one. Either one's fine.
You can say cock goblin.
You can goblin a cock if you want, or you can gobble one.
I don't know. The word's not offensive to me, so it's easy for me to not like bother with it. I don't know. It's like the C word. I like the C word, but women own them. So you're like, sometimes you can't say it.
No, the C word,
the C word.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You can, and you're a woman, and it's like the N word in that regard. However, it's different because if you say it as a male and you're right, you just get high fives all around. But you have to be right.
The words "you're right" in that sentence is not what everybody expected to hear, I bet. You know?
Yeah. If someone's... being a C word, then everyone knows. But if they're not, then suddenly like you're actually the C word now.
Yeah. You got to get rid of that word. I got to get rid of that word too. I love it, but it's got to go. It's too gender specific.
Special occasion.
In the UK, it's not.
Yeah, right. I agree. It's not.
All right. Now we're talking about the UK. Any old dude can be a cunt in the UK,
or a tosser or a wanker.
Tosser doesn't have the same gravity.
Cheeky.
He did a tossing motion.
People juice.
people juice.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go on YouTube and look up Samesies. No more Samesies.
No more Samesies.
Go straight to Google and type in no more Samesies. Yes. But anyway, that's funny stuff. What else you got?
Well, in the news today, actually, I haven't checked the news. I'm not sure. Windows 10's coming out. I only know
would
that.
Would you like it now? Because do you have that little notification thing down in the corner
of
your screen?
Yeah, I clicked it. I clicked everything.
Yeah, I keep clicking on it. I'm like, can you go away until
July 29th.
It's ready? Like,
July 29th.
Come when it's time. I don't care.
That's what she said. You know, just for those little laughs alone, you're worth having on board, Cassie. You are a barometer of our hilariosity.
Yeah, you're like...
Or lack thereof.
You're like that guy Phil on the Tom Green show that sat in the window back there and
just holding
had
a cup of coffee
and laughed. Do you know what was going on in those scenes?
No. I'd love to know.
It turns out behind that wall, there was a guy dressed up like Little Bo Peep, like an old man dressed up like Little Bo Peep with a, like, you know, blue outfit on, and he's just like smoking a cigar and, you know, fucking doing weird
and
shit.
And just trying to make Phil laugh?
And Phil's dying laughing, and you, the audience and the cameras see none of this, so you just see him laughing at, you know, like, it was all, like, kind of staged, you know, it was funny.
Well, no, that's behind the scenes stage, though. They were making him laugh, and you saw him laugh.
Right.
He wasn't laughing.
You thought
at
he
what
was laughing
thought.
At Glenn and Tom, but he's actually laughing.
Or he
at
just had an awkward sense of humor, and he's laughing at times when there's nothing funny going on.
Yeah, you know,
I like that.
Well, he would interact with them too back, you know, when he So it's pretty fun stuff. So that's what you're like. You're like Phil Giroux.
Phil Giroux.
You can be our Phil.
Are you a sex offender? Oh, no, that's Derek Harvey. Never mind.
I mean, not convicted, right?
Totally.
There's some cool stuff on that Tom Green channel there, connectpal.com.
Yeah. Well,
Green.
Thanks for sticking around for the second segment of Seriously Off Track.
I've got a pee.
And I'm Daneurism.
He smokes cigarettes.
And I do, too.
And who are you, Cassie?
Cassie.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We'll be back in a little bit.
Bye. Text me, I make a face at my phone like, oh god, a spider's on me.
But then what of the spider?
Well, then I look at it and then I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Hey, do you know if Vernon... I'll read the text. You tell me who you think it might be from.
All right, what do we got?
Are you ready?
Never.
Hey, do you know if Vernon has an open session tomorrow night?
I can't guess that.
Can't guess it? Do they?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Survey says...
What day is it? Thursday?
Well, today is Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Then Oh, I think Hard's on break, but it's
yes.
till 8. So does it still only go to 8:30 or?
Yeah, still.
So is it 5 to 8:30 or?
Well, I've been assuming 6 to 8:30, but 5:30 to 8:30 could also be correct. Because what the fuck else do they have going on?
But you heard it here, folks. If you want to go skate with Connecticut Death Quad's very own Pearl Jammer, go on down to Honor Roll tomorrow. I think you might see her there.
Okay, that's fair.
Check the website for more details.
We're in America. You can do that.
Website check for details. You will? Question mark.
All right, what are we getting at here?
Go roller skating, kids. Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
I'm selling all my t-shirts. Would you like to hear about it?
What do you have for t-shirts?
I've been organizing them between band shirts, other random shirts, and roller derby shirts.
So what's your inventory look like?
So far, I have this rack that a friend of mine gave me when she moved away to Kentucky. She gave me a wardrobe rack thing that you can hang like shirts on or coat hangers, whatever. So it's like two coat hanger things. I'd say I probably, I want to say I have less than 200 shirts.
I definitely have less than 200 shirts. I have less than 100 shirts.
Oh.
And I thought I had a shitload of clothes.
So anyway, wow. I'm selling them. I'm going to two roller derby tournaments. Worcester Roller Derby is having an all eight on the floor tournament. It's, I believe, their fourth one, and it's in Worcester, and I'll be selling t-shirts while announcing the tournament under my head referee friend, Reverend Loaf.
Head referee?
Head announcer. I'm sorry, my bad. Head annoncier.
Annoncier.
And I bring to you, I'm Gordon Skatefoot, and I now bring to you the head annoncier, Reverend Loaf. I don't know. How do you think he would like, how do you announce a reverend?
Can I get an amen now? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen hallelujah for the Reverend Loaf? Amen hallelujah.
That's the path I would go down. But
yeah, I'll think about that. I'm going to practice that. I'm going to try it.
Or work some idea of that in there. I mean, it's got reverend in there.
Sorry.
I would capitalize on that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so we're going to be selling t-shirts. Anywhere you see me and Loaf, you'll be seeing my t-shirts. And then the weekend after, we'll be up in the Mohawk Valley region of New York.
Upstate Lear.
That's right. We'll be in we'll be on West Embargo Street in Rome, New York, at the tournament there for the Mohawk Cup. And I'll be announcing there with my t-shirt rack. That's right. Gordon Skatefoot's selling his shirts off his back. And he's selling Connecticut Death Quad merch too. So I'll have some of that with me too. So if you want to pick up a t-shirt for the Connecticut Men's Roller Derby, Connecticut Death Quad's probably maybe the last run of this style shirt. So if you don't have one or you want an antique or some sort of collectible. It could be a collectible someday because I have a feeling we're coming up with a new design.
Collectible.
So pick one up.
So
I'm thinking $6.
Is this a limited time offer?
Yes, because I will burn each and every shirt I don't sell. So they're like six. I'm thinking $6 because I happen to know that the cost of certain said some things are like $6. So I was like, $6 is a decent price. And if you want to pay more, please do. You know, like the money is going to go to the Connecticut Men's Roller Derby and Gordon Skatefoot. So
you might want to up your price. I mean, you got to take into consideration the fact that these shirts have been worn, so they are officially vintage. It's not a vintage wash.
Hey, buddy.
That is a vintage shirt.
I want to get rid of the shirts. They're going to be probably $6 or, you know, recommended donation type thing. Like $6, you know, recommended donation, which really means like you're paying $6 for this, but you can pay more and you should, but you don't have to. I just want to get rid of them though. And I want people to wear them. So have fun with them, kids. $6.
Have you started a Kickstarter yet?
No.
Well,
I would love to, but no, I haven't.
No, honestly, I see them so frequently nowadays on Facebook that I'm like, ugh.
It's a weird thing that people want to give credit. Like, instead of making money that way, like doing a service, you do service of like people just liking you and they want to give you money. And that to me is okay. Like,
no, that's fine. Do you think you could?
I have a miserable day. If someone could fucking follow me around and entertain me and I could afford to give them money, then I would definitely do it. In fact, I do. I gave Tom Green my money because I feel like he's a great entertainer. And fuck, he deserves $5.99. $0.99 out of my monthly pays to fucking look at his shit, have a good time for a minute, you know? Screw it.
Is it a good time?
I like it. I haven't
That's
canceled.
All that counts.
I haven't unsubscribed.
That's all that
yet,
matters.
You know? So to each is everyone. So anyway, I'm going to sell these shirts for $6. So screw you, Dan, jacking up the prices. What do you, how much do you think? $10? $27?
Well, it depends on the shirt. The more worn it is, the more valuable it is.
I got you one. How about a Bloodhound Gang shirt? What's that worth to you?
$0. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know? Well, somebody might like it. What about a Ministry shirt?
I got Ministry?
Tons of,
okay,
I got tons
that's
of
cool.
Ministry shirts. I don't know what happened to my Megadeth shirts. Those are gone. I have a lot of roller derby stuff, so.
Megadeth shirts would be worth the most to me, probably.
You know?
From things we definitely have in common.
What about like a Butthole Surfer's long sleeve?
Yeah, not it's so big.
It's a Stage
in
Crew shirt.
Not so big in the long sleeve. That's not impressed by Stage Crew.
Yeah. Staging. Anyway, I got, what else, man? Pantera, Up the Yin Yang. People love Pantera, dude. These are the old shirts. These are beat. These are soiled. Super soiled.
Super soiled. So mega vintage.
Get with the super soiled tunes or get some brand new fresh roller derby from the newest part of Gordon Skatefoot's life. These shirts are guaranteed to be less than 4 years old. Some of these shirts have never even been worn.
Is that straight true?
Yeah.
You own shirts you've never worn?
Straight from the rink right into his closet and then into your life. For just $6 recommended donation. So
it's wow, you own shirts you've never worn
from other countries.
Wow,
yeah.
As soon as I get a shirt, it's worn.
Roller Derby, yeah. Over by the other pond,
I get it.
So I got those, and then I got other things like all my Jack Kevorkian shirts, Charles Manson shirts, Ted Kaczynski shirts. Those are for special people, but I have a bunch of them because I was special and I don't really need them anymore. So I love, I think I like Ted Kaczynski, and Manson was just a great leader. Just like
you think you like the Unabomber?
Yeah, I feel like I remember reading enough where I was like, yeah, I agree with this guy. This makes sense.
Well, he does have a manifesto, and you seem a manifesto kind of guy with that beard and all.
But, and then, what's his name? Suicide Doc there, Kevorkian. I like his way. They had a little movie there with John Goodman in it. I think. And that was like, it was pretty interesting. I like that dude. I'm all for assisted suicides and post-birth abortion. So I got this shirt that says support post-birth. Or it was like legalize post-birth abortion. And on the back it says life's a joke, which is the bad part about it because it makes it ignorant. But it was a really cool shirt and design. You know, I was kind of punk rock in the t-shirt scene. So
my band, we did this one shirt. And it had the EP, you know, cover on the front, black and white. And on the back, it had one of the lyrics that someone else picked. And it just said, wake up, you suck. Mm-hmm. And I, to this day, I'm like, fuck. I don't even have, dude, any band I've ever been in, I've been in a bunch with t-shirts. Don't have a single fucking one of them. Wake up, you suck.
I do.
I wrote those words. And they seem especially poignant if you're a human being living in any reasonable frame of existence. Wake up. You suck.
Were you talking about yourself or?
Oh, no.
Oh. So, anyway, I got these shirts. Oh, I got another one. It's put a stop to white collar crime.
Yes.
The picture on the shirt.
I know.
Three priests.
I know. I know the guy that made those.
Yeah. He's dead, so. He actually passed away.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. My bad.
Todd
was involved with that, but
I
don't know that he came up with anything. I just know that he was a part of it. I think he might have had some help coming up with shit. I have no idea.
I'm not certain about that part, but yes.
Well, anyway, I bought them from him, so that's where I got my
Bloody Hell Tees.
Yeah. I almost did their website. I sent them a thing and said, here, I did this for you. See if you like it. Had a freaking
should have done that.
Shopping cart and everything.
I might have met you sooner. Should have done that. Oh, we're just full.
I can't believe you didn't get involved with that. It's right up your alley. You work in the biz, like, wow.
No, I worked with all. I know all those people very well, personally, dead or alive. And I printed some of the shirts.
not that exact design, but
those are anyway. Those were some controversial shirts to me, and I liked them, so I was like, "Cool, I'll buy these up." I tried to get more, but he had another. They had a couple other ones. They had Crotch Cannibal, not interested, but sold really well on eBay. And they also had one with. There was some debate, and it was like, "Oh, every No Child Left Behind." Remember that in America? Yeah, it was one of those where he was probably hailing Hitler or something, and it said like no something left behind. Da, 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 da. But I didn't get that one because I don't like politics. But I guess in your older age, I feel like you start getting into politics a little more because you're just like, well, that's what's happening in the world, so you end up talking about it a little more.
I mean, kind of.
I've always started taking stock in your life, I guess. I don't know.
The more stock I take in my life, the less I find politics is even reality. I've had a number of beliefs over the years, and I've invested attention, if not my vote, in a politician, and not a single one's really come through on their promises. Have you ever seen that one politician, that big name? What president do you think is a good president? At what point in time?
Who's your favorite president since you've been alive? And I'm going to tell you that I don't give a flying hootenanny about politics. Okay, so my answer is just going to be stupid.
Since I've been alive.
Yep. Who was there? I think there's George Bush Sr.
Let's see, there's Ronald Reagan.
Jr. I wasn't alive for Reagan.
I think I was actually alive for a little bit of Carter.
I was alive for a little bit of Kennedy. So he was before Reagan? Was it? When did he get shot?
Was it 68, 69, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was born around then.
Yeah. No, then after that was Nixon. After Nixon was Carter.
Who was 1980? Was it Nixon?
In 1980, I believe that's the...
July.
I think that's the inaugural year of Ronald Reagan. Makes sense.
When was he impeached? What year?
He was not impeached.
Ronald Reagan?
Nixon was impeached. Oh.
Yeah. See what I mean about not really.
This is basic history. This isn't even politics.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. Like, you could be like, this is basic accounting.
No, to be
fair.
People
will be like, I don't get it. I don't fucking care.
Being aware of this changes nothing.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But, all right, who's my favorite president? Jesus Christ, dude.
Why don't you just answer the fucking questions here and get on with the goddamn question?
Well, I want to pick Reagan.
Why?
But I won't.
Why?
But I want to pick Reagan because he was an inspiration for...
Can you just list them
an entire generation of punk rockers.
Oh, yeah.
No, really, those kids hated Reagan. I think he was pretty bad. I agree. He was really a start of the downfall, but just the same, they just hated Reagan.
It's funny
there were so many songs about Reagan. There was band names with Reagan involved, and most of it's pretty fucking awesome. NoFX came out with a song 3 or 4 years ago. They're still hating on Reagan and everything that Reagan did. It's just fucking ridiculous. He's just some fucking guy. All right, so maybe I want to like Reagan just because he inspired so much awesome punk rock.
I guess we asked him a good question, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to like George Bush because that's... No, it's because, what was it, Dana Carvey had an awesome impersonation of him.
Yeah.
Where he says...
I see where you're heading off with this. And all right. I'd like to get on a new subject.
Next.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton?
Bill Cosby. Tell me about Bill Cosby these days.
He'd never been president.
But have you heard the news?
It's about General Putin Pops.
No, I don't even know. People are besmirching him now.
No, because he raped a bunch of women while taking drugs.
Or
serving them drugs.
I didn't.
Or slipping them drugs. Hiding drugs up in they shit.
But what I have a feeling is then he paid them a lot of money and then they were like, yo, all right, forget it.
One of them, as far as
that's
I know.
That's what it sounds shady. So it it sounds like they were probably doing drugs and being a part. I don't know if it was rape.
Once where he settled out of court on a criminal charge. He settled out of court. But since then, he's had like 30 different accusers. All right. One chick might be nuts, but he did settle with her and pay her out for the circumstance. But then he had 20 tons of accusers. There's a certain point where I'm like, and I'll maintain that there's due process in America. You're, you know, innocent until proven guilty. You have to go through the whole system. But after dozens of accusers, regardless of how rich the guy is, it just seems damning.
He's blowing smoke bubbles.
It's not smoke.
It's not bubbles neither.
Yeah, they're rings. That's cool. I don't really have any care about Bill, but.
Well, the memes have been phenomenal.
I haven't even seen one, so there you have it.
One of the really popular ones is they'll take a awesome basketball shot, and they'll change the ball into a pill, and they'll change the hoop into a drink. And it's kind of hilarious, because then he put his silly face on him. It's pretty good. So we got that going. Too soon? I don't know.
Poor guy. Oh, well. I hope you get
He's lived a full life full of fucking hypocrisy.
What a can you imagine knowing the life of any of these people?
Can you just imagine
any other human?
That's it. No, really,
they don't have to be famous, but any other
to know anyone's life in depth and detail, that the kind of thing that not even a significant other that you live with quite knows about. Just imagine knowing the minutiae of every moment of someone's day in their thoughts. Moreover, like, just imagine knowing that bullshit that goes through your brain when you wake up every morning, like, well, gotta do this, gotta do that. You get to work, gotta do that. Things are going good at work and you're in a good mood. You get that one email, you're like, fuck, well, I gotta deal with this. That's that constant nonsense that goes through people's brains, every single one of us. Imagine being privy to that. Is that what Facebook's gonna ramp up to? Is that what social media is getting to? Because I don't have time for that.
What is it? Well, I wasn't listening. I'll probably listen back to this in the car and be like, fuck yeah. Fuck that shit. And I have stock in Facebook, so it's going to take a lot to push me off.
I have stock in Facebook.
Dude, it's up to $90.
What did it start at? Like 30, when I bought 38?
19.
Yeah.
And when I bought it, it was 68. It's up to 90 now.
So do you hope that everyone's nonsense thoughts go there?
I got to be honest with you. Facebook is not the worst thing in the world. I know I own stock in it, and I know I fucking hate it. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Because I find myself sitting on it, I'm abusing it.
It is intensely useful. It elevates social interaction to a point that it's new.
No, dude, it has an awesome video platform alone that just came out, and they're also starting to monetize things, which makes sense. You know, if you're gonna cash in off of people and things and spread things, and you're gonna cash in off it, then you need to share. You know, I agree with that. But anyway, the video stuff is cool because like you post something, and then it's like, oh, did you enjoy that picture of a naked guy on Route I-95? Because
I didn't click on that, but
10
I saw
more
that.
Videos of the similar shit, and then you get to see, like, I wanted to hear about this story, so then I got to see a couple of, you know, like, things because Facebook showed them to me. So that's great. If I want to look at a Bloodhound Gang video and I'm looking at one, yeah, you should recommend me three other, you know, whatever. I don't know how they find them, but that's good. So congratulations on that.
Oh, no, I have been appreciating that myself lately. Yeah.
I wish they would do an audio thing because me and you are doing these audio things, and I'm like, man, I wish you know, like, here, click here for a freaking podcast. It's hard enough to find the events button for me sometimes.
Now, actually, they might have something there that might be one more market they could take over.
Audio.
If they were to put up, you hit the audio thing, and then just a little play button goes up in the upper left-hand corner, play or pause.
And they're doing that. Yeah. They're doing that with video now. I'm watching people that I know go on trips, and they just make a quick little blog post. Do you understand? Like, the end user is finally, not only everyone's podcasting now, like, hey, I'm just going to make a video to tell you I'm having a great time. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Well, that started 20, 30 years ago just by the ability for people to contact and comment and deal with each other directly, sometimes in real time. IRC has been around for a very, very, very long time. Yeah. And that's the start of that whole thing where we're all just talking about ourselves with someone else, and now it's to a grander audience.
Yeah. I think that's working out, though. I think humans will figure that out. I don't know. There's too many people swiping around on their phones, staring too long.
Yeah, but I think that needs to be dealt with. There's a lot of really tacky, tasteless behavior around having a phone. It's a very antisocial thing. If no one's around, you're having a cigarette, you're by yourself, yeah, grab your phone. But if you're in a social situation, why are you there if you don't want to engage in the social situation?
I 100% agree with you there, and I won't do it. And then a little bit before that, if you're in the bathroom or you're dicking around or you just woke up or whatever, I feel like I'm always doing it. And I feel like I'm not getting outside enough, and I'm not playing games, and I'm not getting shit done because I'm swiping my phone.
It usually doesn't keep me from interacting with real life outside of work. In work, that's when I do all of my social media nonsense. I have a desk job most of the time,
So I sit there and sometimes I get bored and I just flip through. Even when I'm answering emails or doing other work stuff, I just engage with social media. Outside of work, far less so. But I don't think you can really blame me. I mean, everyone checks Facebook and swipes around on Tinder when they're taking a dump. I'm sure of it. What the hell are you doing over there?
I'm listening to you talking about Tinder and taking a dump.
No, that's when everyone Tinders. Come on. Come on. I've gotten so many matches and I don't actually want to talk to them.
Can you please just make all your pictures dump faces where you're like pushing out a dump and you take your picture and then use that for your Tinder profile? I mean, everyone's doing it anyway. If everyone had a dump picture, it would be more fun in the world. I forgot to tell Facebook we were going on the air and tell them that I have a Skype account, Dr. Nidrog.
Skype?
I want to change my Skype account. Can I just give people a number and not deal with like a name? You know what I mean? Like, I guess that, I don't know. Names are easy, but can I switch it to Gord or something like that?
Or just start a new account.
Gord 9.
Your name is a number.
Go Red 9.
Go Red 9.
You can find me at Skype at Go Red 9.
Eventually.
No spaces.
Not right now.
And that's all I can tell you about it.
Thank you for joining us on another wonderful episode of Seriously Off Track. I am Danierism.
I'm Gordon Skatewolfoot, and we're not really done yet.
No.
What time is it?
We needed some music. We're up to an hour.
Yeah, but what? Yep.
Can you talk with
a vapor? It is 11:08 p.m.
Can you talk with a vapor in your
mouth? No, I can't. I'm sure people have heard it plenty. It sounds weird. All right, let's do it.
I want you to hit my thing. Because it's different. I don't
want to hit that thing.
Why?
No, because I've hit things similar to that.
Try it. It's really smooth, dude. All right,
what does that extra tube buy me?
More airspace? Nothing. I just don't want to share my boogery one with you because it's rude to me. Isn't that not bad? He's taking some big lung hits over there. And he'll probably actually cough because you can cough off of that because it's like...
Oh my God.
You took way too much, but you had some really great lung draws that you could have poured that out. And when you cough, it kind of
I don't
disperts.
Know what these words mean.
Oh, really?
All right, so what are the flavors going on in here?
All right, check it out. So it's burning at 18 watts. It's a variable wattage, so it's set to 18. And I got a lot of VG in there, which is huge plumage. There you go. And that's a nice big cloud.
I never did that before.
Now, all you're doing...
Tastes like bananas. I hate that.
All you're doing... You know what it's called? It's called Yellow Submarine. And I do believe it is a fruit blend. Maybe J Vapes or Boca Vapes. I can't remember. We bought it at the Northern Lights. What's that place called? Rock and Smoke.
Rock and Smoke in Vernon, Connecticut. Down Route 83.
I picked up the iTaste MVP 3.0 Pro that comes with the Initech Sub Ohm Clearomizer tank. I think that's a good thing. It's like four milliliters that thing holds. And the pen ones are usually like 1 milliliter kind of stuff. And I've been vaping CBD oil and vegetable glycerin a lot. A little bit of PG. Get that PG in there. And then the couple flavors it came with. It's pretty cool. I like to blow like smoke rings and shit. I sit in the mirror and just blow fucking vape rings and like it's fun. This is hot. That's burning hot. But if you turn this down a little,
it changes the flavor, but it's pretty good.
And you're really hitting a lot of VG.
VG.
Yeah, and I mixed that with some
PG.
The stuff from that other pen.
CBD.
THC. There was some THC.
I've heard of that
mixed
one before.
In there too. Yeah, but. It's weird to watch. I go on YouTube and I watch vape videos. I've seen hours of vape
videos. Hours of vape videos.
Yeah, like Kelly's Vapes and, you know, like Vape Master. And, you know, like there's just so many. These aren't real ones, but it's like that, you know? So, like, there's this girl who's, like, you know, reviewing vapes. And they always have, like, a bookshelf full of all the free stuff people send them. It's amazing how, like, you know, like if someone's into your product, you'll give them one and say, here, go ahead, review it, you know? And to give you a little jar of oil, it's like nothing. That stuff costs nothing. It's a craft, you know? Like, so I feel like they give it away a lot. I don't know. It's picking up big. It's pretty interesting how big vaping has come in the last 2 years.
To be fair, it's pretty fascinating. It went you see people sucking robot dicks all over the place.
Yeah. And I'm an advocator for it. I think it's a really good thing. As long as an advocate for it, as long as you're not vaping, nicotine or THC around other people. If it's something that, has some sort of quality to it that affects other people, then you shouldn't do it in public. But other than that, you go ahead and you vape away. Hell, if you're doing CBD oil and it's proven fact that nobody's allergic to it, then blast it out there. All you can do is...
going to cure cancer. Your migraines will be gone. Your seizures will stop.
Yeah, no, if everyone was vaping CBD oil and that's if everything I read on the internet is true about it, then we'll all be better in a couple years.
If everything I've been reading on the internet's true, then XYZ. Okay.
Where do you get it from? The newspaper? You getting them doctor books still?
What are you talking about?
All right, now do that with this one and try
to
talk.
No. This is this crazy brick. It's like 90% battery, and it just...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you... All right, I guess that was your original question. No, I cannot talk while exhaling a vape.
It's hard.
I can do it with cigarettes. Weird.
It hurts a little more with cigarettes, I thought. Because this doesn't actually hurt. I'm actually getting to the point where I can force talking through the vapor, which is kind of weird. I don't know where it's going
to
head.
Yeah, but you're still all like this.
Hey, everybody, let's go to the store. All right, I think we should get out of here. We've worn out our welcome. And if we haven't, then we should. So thank you for coming through, checking out Seriously Off Track.
I'm Gordon Skatefoot. Anyway.
And I'm Daniel.
And goodbye. Do you think we'll get anything online soon? Or?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, I was going to upload something as soon as I get Windows Media Player installed.
Wait, you're really installing Windows Media Player? We have to talk.
Movie Maker.
All right, off air.
Good night, folks. YouTube uploads. What number is this?
Episode 2.